USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well, as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Cherbourg Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, this storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
When will COVID-19 vaccines be available for kids? Dan Araki reports.
As kids across the nation return to the classroom, many parents are looking for approval from the FDA that would allow children under 12 to receive the COVID vaccine. That's something that could come by the end of the year, according to former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The Pfizer board member explained the process that the company will go through to apply for changes to its emergency use authorization to CBS News.
Well, Dr. Fauci was on TV this morning talking about the potential for an authorization this fall. Pfizer is going to be in a position, the company I'm on the board of, as you mentioned, be in a position to file data with the FDA at some point in September and then file the application potentially as early as October. So that'll put us on a time frame where the vaccine could be available at some point late fall, more likely early winter, depending on how long FDA takes to review the application. Historically, they've taken 4 to 6 weeks to review these authorizations.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, Tim Kerner Jr., tells WGNO-TV Sunday night rescue teams were being put together to save more than 150 people believed to be in imminent danger after the tidal surge from Hurricane Ida.
7.5 feet can handle off, so it overtopped 7.5 feet. You know, that was the final dagger. You know, it really turned into a rescue mission, and also that we had to try to save what was left of the town, where these kids go to school and where they get married here, and where so many people live, and like hell, they're saving the levee protection. But at the end, the water's won out. We've never in the history of the scene, we've suffered bad flooding, but we've never seen water like this. It is the worst storm in our history.
Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, is a 50-minute drive south of New Orleans. The president was weighing in on the storm. Jeremy Scott reports.
We're ready to surge all the response capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane, a life-threatening storm.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.